You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. Time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda CR-V, which you made the best-selling CUV in America in 2019. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
Experience the joy of a new Honda for yourself at your local Memphis area Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details based on IHS Market calendar year-to-date March 2019 for non-luxury traditional entry-size CUV segment new retail registrations in U.S.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support. It's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Back Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Take our team to the Cotton Bowl.
Okay, John.
We're going to win till
every
we
last
can't
one.
No more. We got Big Pat up in the
okay.
back. Brady is attached.
Throw it.
Khakis on my ass with the sweater vest to match.
Looking good, Mike.
Putting up the points.
Yeah.
We going to warm your loins.
Get some stops, too.
We been in that bowl. You ain't been up off that porch.
Ooh,
now,
John.
Can't nobody tell us nothing. They can't
tell us nothing. Can't nobody tell us nothing. They can't tell us nothing.
That is the Memphis Anthem.
It sounds how fast I got
bro,
racked
you,
up.
You, at the end of it, you sound like a Houston Cougar dying, man.
What the hell?
Yeah, you sound like
you had to have the end on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, you know, it just I have a few qualms. One is, you have a gift, man, and you know this because you were in choir. You have a baritone voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it adds. It does it not, Brad? I think we can all admit and agree
that
anything you're on,
yes.
And I say this so sincerely, you enhance anything you're on because of how it sounds. Like, for example, in the second rehearsing of the Can't Nobody Tell Us Nothing, when you came in,
yes.
It just made it sound better. I don't have as deep a voice as you. So I think if I were to criticize anything about the song, is that we need a little bit more from you.
Adding a compliment to that
Are you serious?
I want to add another compliment. It happens even when you interview people on your radio show. Like, Jason, you know what I'm going to say, John. He'll do this mm-hmm. thing where the guy's about to answer, and he'll go, yeah, that's right. That's right. Tell,
he's very
tell
soothing.
I'm going to stop with that. I'm kind of cognizant of that.
No, but the interviewee hears it, and
no,
it's like
it feels more conversational to me. Yeah. I don't know if it's good radio or not.
I cannot, John,
to go back, though, I'm going to rewind a little bit. I just gave you all kinds of praise, okay? And then you're going to shoot it back after you hear it again and look to this side of the table and tell me you needed more from me? Are you serious
now? I think we're still going to go platinum. I think we could have gone diamond. I think we could have gone diamond if we just would have gotten a little bit more from you, man.
Right.
I think what happened was mm-hmm. is you saw I don't know if it was me or my hair, but you saw me shining over here on this side of the table. And you felt like, man, I'm going to let him have this one. But what I really needed from you, man, I needed more of you.
We're brothers type stuff.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're.
Dude, I thought it was fine.
You know what I'm saying? But listen.
But not anymore.
I appreciate all the we've gotten really good feedback.
John, you'll get all the credit. You have nothing to worry about.
I don't want the credit. I wanted
you. That's what I was trying to do. Let your light shine, bro. I mean, let the platinum shine. Let the blonde shine.
I appreciate that very much, bro. I appreciate that very much. The song is out. Thanks to everybody who was driving around. They recorded video of their radios and sent them in. Don't do that and drive, though. Be careful because you can get pulled over.
Man, Lisa said that song janky, man.
Janky?
Lisa H. said it's janky.
Well, you know what?
Other reviews were more supportive. Okay. Lisa, you're hard on a brother.
Okay, yes. I will also say this. I feel like right before the beat dropped, there was a skipping that I had not heard on the YouTube version. And maybe that's because the audio is a little bit better, you know, when we're playing it through Adobe in the headphones, right?
Don't lift you back up. Carl Schwab says that new theme is straight fire. Well done.
Straight
banger
fire.
From Eric Reynolds.
Carl Schwab, we do it for
Lisa.
You.
John did that live.
$5 mixtapes out of your trunk.
Yeah, I'm going to sell them out to Mazda.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to look like it's going to be straight 98.
Tell them folks that we'll have them at the Liberty Bowl for them tomorrow. Come on out.
Yeah, that's right.
Have the Mazda pulled up front at Tiger Lane. We'll be selling them out of the back of the trunk.
That's how we can get people to the game. That's it,
instead of Popeye sandwiches.
By selling the mixtape.
Like Master P, that's how we're going to get our start.
Yeah. Okay, listen, we're going to be joined by Isaac Bruce at 12:25. We will not ask his opinion. We will not.
Oh, no.
We will not.
Won't subject him to that.
Yeah, such silliness.
Just for us.
Yes. It's just for us in our sandbox. Right now, we got to do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so Tony Romo's contract is about to be up with CBS, Jason. Were you aware of this? Was this on your radar?
It wasn't.
Yeah, so negotiations have, according to reports, stalled. So I know you love seeing Tony Romo and hearing Tony Romo.
We've had him 2 years?
Yeah, we have had him.
He signed a two-year deal?
It's a three-year deal.
It's a three, okay.
Yeah, it's a three-year deal. But it's, you know, obviously, like, it's just like Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott still has years on his contract, but he wants an extension. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah,
Tony Romo.
He knows he's good and he's outperformed his contract.
You know, he wants.
Feels the same way.
You know, to be compensated for the amazing job that he did or has done so far, which he has. I mean, he's already made himself, you have to say, one of the best football broadcasters ever, you know? Who are your favorite broadcasters to hear? When they're on, you just love hearing them.
Oh, Kevin Harlan's at the top of the list. I know it's a different sport.
I think he gets NFL, though. I mean, like, yeah. I think he does do some games.
Well,
though, yeah.
I mean, I'm an old guy, so you know, football for me was listening to Pat and to John. I mean, I can't put anybody above
right.
them. Jim Nance calls a good game, gets a little flowery and poetic, but that's fine. That's his style. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about it. But for me, putting anybody over old Pat and John would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I like Tessitore. I don't like when they've got it in the booth and they're trying to make it look like they're friends. You know, him and Booger back in the day, him and Jason Witten. It just looks a little uncomfortable, but I love his voice. I think he does a great job. But I'm a Pat Summerall, John Madden man myself.
Yeah, I mean, Al Michaels, it feels like, is an
of
uncle.
Al, how'd I say that?
I think Al Michaels,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, Al Michaels has become an uncle to me, you know, by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just invite him into your living room every Sunday night, and his voice is so soothing. There's nobody you'd rather
watch.
What
about Tarico?
Tarico's good.
He's
Tarico.
Good. He's on the good
level. I have no problems with Tarico.
People don't talk enough. I think he's good. He's solid.
I mean, I know people. People didn't like John Gruden in the booth.
Well, it's just because it was all so positive.
People hated Jason Witten in the booth.
Yeah, he wanted to call some people's nicknames. Seemed like unfairly roasted for that.
Jason Witten wasn't bad. He just didn't really add anything.
Didn't give you any personality.
Yeah, like he wasn't like an affront to broadcasting. Oh. You know,
He just always seemed nervous.
And I also think, unfortunately for him, he was always going to draw the comparisons to Tony Romo as a former Cowboys player that left and got in the booth, and he didn't hold a candle.
That's a
to
great
Tony Romo.
Point.
You know what I mean?
Going to be compared to that.
Chris Collinsworth is a guy who tends to be.
Why does he get so much hate?
I don't know, because I think he's fantastic.
He's smart.
I feel like
he educates
learned something
you
from
during
him.
The
Absolutely,
game.
Absolutely, bro.
I don't know why he gets the bad rap. I mean, for some people it's his voice. For some people it's his you know, I guess his smarts are you know, considered arrogance, or at least the way he comes off, as Dan Dockett would say, condescending. You say you're condescending right now. I don't get that from Collinsworth. I actually love when he's doing the game. I learn.
Yeah. So anyway,
I hope Tony gets his money like Zeke.
That's the deal. Tony Romo and his representatives are seeking $10 million a year to continue with CBS. Now, again, this is negotiation, but at the same time, you know, he's making $4 million a year right now.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to go from $4 million a year to $10 million a year. If you are CBS, Jason, do you give him the over 100% raise to keep him, or, you know, do you say you're not a $10 million a year broadcaster, almost nobody is, and you just sort of let him go to Fox or wherever it would be?
No, he's special.
Yeah.
You pay the money because, number one, you have it. Number two, I mean, come on. I mean, NFL is as powerful as it gets when it comes to ratings. You want to have the guy who's already established himself really as the best at what he does, as that former player, color guy, pay him his money because you've got something special. Otherwise, somebody else is going to do it.
Yeah.
Somebody, I mean, you don't do it. Somebody else is going to give him the money.
How much would you do it for? If we can't,
oh, me.
Yeah, if we can't get Tony in the booth.
Work out something for about $12 an hour.
Okay, that's a,
I'll undercut Tony and try to take that thing. I'm coming there with that low bid.
The imperial salary.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I was making that much, bro.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So a little bit. Oh, so you want to upgrade a little bit.
Well, I've kind of, you know, been on the radio 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Have I earned a $12.65? I'll do it because I might get discovered. Maybe I'm good at it.
Well, I think if you're on CBS, bro, you pass the point of needing to be discovered, bro. Like, what you trying to get discovered for when you're at CBS? You know what I mean?
My national side, bro. I let the rest of the nation see me shine.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all sitting up here rubbing my butt, telling me how good I am on my voice is. Now you're doubting me?
No.
I could go national?
I think the price has to be right, but $12.65 is a good place to start.
Okay, thank you.
You know, anyway, I think ultimately to this point, I think it gets done.
Hold on, let me ask you a scary question. How much would new money do it for?
I'd do it for a quarter of Tony Romo's pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice way of saying it. That's a nice way of saying it. I'd do it for a quarter. Exactly. I'd do it for a quarter. I'd do it for 15% of Tony Romo's pay.
15%. No.
Yes, I would do. That's what I would do it for. Otherwise, I'm so happy to do what I'm doing here. I love working at Intercom. I love being able to do this. But I think what ends up happening though is that this gets worked out.
Yes.
Because CBS is going to realize exactly what you said. They're going to realize
when you have the best thing at its position.
You do not let it go. You know, you do not let it go over whatever, because you're going to give the guy a raise anyway.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And if he's in demand, clearly, which is what he will be, you got to do what you got to do to keep these guys. And I think ultimately the numbers will bear out that he is worth the $10 million a year. So anyway, talks have stalled for now. Maybe this is the last year of Tony Romo on CBS, but we doubt it.
Next story.
All right, John mentioned this, but it is worth repeating and is worth underlining and saying, yay. Nexstar and AT&T have ended that little battle, that little beef, as John would say, rap battle. It's over. And look, they were just throwing arrows at each other recently. I don't know how many of us, unless you were some TV insider, thought that this might be close to actually finishing it up with them agreeing to a deal. But the news came out. We got home yesterday afternoon. I'm expecting to have to go to Best Buy tomorrow morning to go buy a digital antenna, but found out and was very happy to find out yesterday afternoon that my ABC, and in this case WLMT 30, was back on television, and we're obviously grateful. That means, why was I getting one Saturday morning? Well, you got Memphis, you got Ole Miss on ABC. I want to see what the rest of the nation thinks about Memphis. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So now I don't have to. It's settled. And again, I saw some people saying, man, if you hadn't seen this on Twitter that it was settled, I wouldn't have known. I've spent so little time on ABC. John, there's some ABC shows you watch, right?
I mean, my wife watches The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Yeah. I don't really catch myself watching anything other than that.
Then I don't get the sense then. Well,
I don't watch, like, I don't again, watch superhero once, shows or anything like that. I don't watch, like, sitcoms.
Yeah, but football was about to start up.
Well, I have Xfinity.
I'm just saying, in a regular, if you were in my shoes in DirecTV, you couldn't go through a season like that.
I would never be in your shoes with DirecTV. Team Xfinity all day long.
Well, that's because you don't watch the Raiders on Sundays.
But, yes, if by some, you know, happenstance, something unfortunate has befallen me in my life and I've switched to DirecTV.
I mean, some of the language, Nexstar has chosen to hold our customers in Memphis hostage and put them into the center of its negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it to Cox Cable Dish, and I mean, they were going in on each other.
Yeah,
just a few
I mean,
days
it was
ago.
Two. It was 2 months. I'm pretty sure 2 months, that's a long time to go without ABC, you know, for anybody.
It was, even if you only watched The Bachelor.
Right. I mean, because The Bachelor has, there's The Bachelor, and then there's Bachelor in Paradise, as you know.
We're all happy the beef is over. It's settled. You can watch your Tigers on ABC Saturday morning.
Next story.
Jerry Jones says that he expects Ezekiel Elliott to miss more than just the opener. Like, it's starting to feel,
he looked at the schedule,
very
like
real, you know. It's starting to feel very real that that Ezekiel Elliott is not suiting up for the Dallas Cowboys for the first quarter of the season.
They don't need him.
You know,
we've discussed it.
Jerry Jones said that he is operating as though right now he is going to miss regular season games. That's what he said last night after the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Dallas Cowboys. And that means that you're going to get a heavy dosage of Tony Pollard, who which you're happy about because, you know, you'd love to see the young man get a great opportunity, right?
Right.
And Alfred Morris. But at the same time, is you don't want...
Concerning as well.
Yeah. You don't want people to go into this thinking that you're getting Ezekiel Elliott. You know what I mean? Like, he's not just going to step in and be Ezekiel Elliott. And maybe people don't think that.
I think those Dallas coaches know, though, what they've gotten him. And something that could potentially help you all season long, particularly as a compliment to Zeke in terms of a home run hitter. And so, no, I would imagine the plan is not to run Tony Pollard into the ground for however many weeks it's going to be, whether it's two, whether it's three, that kind of thing. But with their schedule, and again, they're opening up against the Giants. Then they got Washington. Then they got Miami. We pointed this out a couple of days ago yesterday. They can win those games easily without him. Then it gets a little bit tougher at Saints, I believe, is the next one after those three. So you would hope, if you're a Dallas fan hoping to get to the Super Bowl, that he's back in there or at least kind of getting his legs under him again, that this is all settled. But, again, I'm with you. I can't imagine that Dallas is planning to make Tony Pollard like a 25-carry guy for these two, three games or whatever it is Zeke is gonna miss, because, again, I think they realize what they have in him. That's Tony Pollard's a guy you want to keep around all season long,
mm-hmm.
and you want to have healthy when Zeke is back.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, this is something that we've talked about because of the way their schedule shapes up. You know, they're not playing the Eagles in the first quarter of the season. I mean, they're starting their season. They play, like, the Dolphins and the Giants and the I can't remember who the third opponent is, but it's not somebody that you're
– Giants, Washington, Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly. That's not murderer's row in any sense of the word. You're feeling actually pretty good about mm-hmm. – I mean, if you're going to seriously consider paying Dak the money that you're about to pay him, he should be able to go 3-0 in those games, right? I mean, come on. If you're going to pay this guy, you know, market value for quarterbacks – he should be able to.
I mean, Washington's the only one that you could say is a possible test, right? I mean, Eli's not going to come out there and all of a sudden he's Super Bowl winning Eli.
Right, or, you know, whoever it ends up being.
And in Miami, you know, maybe Fitz has still got the magic rolling in week three. He's usually a 6 week guy that he's got it rolling. So maybe he does. Maybe he's on a roll at that point. But I can't. I don't suspect you'll get much of a challenge from Miami. So I'm with you. Like, he can sit out the first three games, but it needs to be settled, I would think, before you go to the Saints.
And it will. I mean, it will. You know, you have to, because that's kind of, I feel like they are probably circling that point in the season as, all right, like, let's get something done by this season.
Yeah,
but it's also,
that's
like,
why Jerry's got the wink.
The Cowboys here, too, that they're thinking of it as, okay, this is just 3 weeks where we don't have to give Ezekiel Elliott 25 carries. Like, that's 75 carries that we are saving Ezekiel Elliott, you know? And whether we end up getting to the number that he wants or not, we're going to get a fresher
absolutely.
The reality, we're going to get a plus the bye week. We're going to get a so much fresher Ezekiel Elliott in you know, with our team.
Well, that's what you tell yourself.
This makes no sense.
That is absolutely. I mean, that's how you spin it if you are a Dallas fan or in that front office. Is that's how it's going to go. Now, there is no guarantee they won't have the letdowns. There is no guarantee because, again, so much of what they do built around that offensive line and Zeke. So we're counting them as wins, yes, but as one thing we know, it's never guaranteed in the NFL. So, again, they're telling themselves that, John, right, going to be better to have more tread on Zeke's tires when we're in the postseason and going to the Super Bowl,
yep.
But it doesn't always break that way. And so, again, they mess around, go 1-2 against teams that they should be going 3-0 against. They're going to regret that they didn't have him in there.
So anyway, that is the latest with Ezekiel and the Cowboys. Sounds like Jerry Jones expects him to miss time.
Next story.
A Tennessee man is suing Popeyes. Can y'all believe it? This is out of East Ridge, Tennessee. WREG TV had the story. Basically, John, he's suing for false advertising, deceptive business practices by an entity to the public. Basically, you told me I could come back and get a chicken sandwich tomorrow, and when I did, y'all said you were still sold out. Johnny's suing for $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, here's the quote to the Times Free Press. I can't get happy. I have this sandwich on my mind. I can't think straight. It just consumes you. Now, when has a chicken sandwich consumed you in terms of your life, right? You haven't been able to get anything else done. And if you're going to go for this, right, as thin as it feels, is asking for $5,000 really worth it? Yeah, he's asking for $5,000 in damages. Says he says what John Martin says. He says it's totally deceptive. They're advertising. Who runs out of chicken? Mm-hmm. It's a big fiasco. Someone has to stand up to big corporate. We're going to stand up to them and sue them for $5,000 out of East Ridge, Tennessee, bro.
I mean,
that chicken sandwich must have been good. Craig, your boys never got one. We talked about it with Sane. He got one.
Yeah, I mean, the one on Poplar, it says no chicken sandwiches, you know?
Man, the lines were still long yesterday over on Germantown Parkway Popeyes. I'm like, what you there for?
Does the sign say no chicken sandwich?
I didn't go up to the sign because I'm not going to waste my time. The line was around the building. They're acting like they're still in there.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Popeyes has told y'all this is done by the end of next week, so give up on it.
Well,
John would have you do, go to Chick-fil-A.
I truly do hope that Craig is able to find some sense of peace in this very difficult time.
$5,000, man. Sue him for $100.
Sue
him for $1 million.
When you allow, that's unrealistic, though. You know, he might actually get a $5,000. I don't know. He might. I have no clue, you know?
You think the number, he set the number at $5,000 because it's more likely that he's going to get paid?
Yes.
Stop it.
He's not getting $100 million from Popeyes because they ran out of
chicken. I didn't say sue for $100 million. Again, this is some thin stuff here, bro.
I don't know what the legal precedent is for here. I'd have to look at it. But I think
he wants damages for not being able to get a chicken sandwich.
They might settle, man. They might give him lifetime chicken or something. You know, that's probably what he wants out of it. He wants him to settle, and he gets lifetime chicken out of the deal.
Well, if he gets that, it's smart. And he gets some red beans. I want lifetime red beans and rice.
All right. Well, good luck to him in his quest for justice. All right, when we come back, Isaac Bruce is going to join us. We'll talk to Isaac about Ezekiel Elliott. We were talking about Andrew Love. We were talking about Memphis football. Lots to get to with Ike. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Regions wants to know, what's a financial tip you'd give your younger self?
Retirement is the best form of self-care.
There's no shame in showing up just for the free food.
Your credit score is not a measure of your self-worth.
We make choices every day that help us learn and grow. That's why Regions believes banking on your own terms is a big deal. Maybe you value great service and convenient solutions. Maybe you're all about digital banking. Or you simply want a banker who gets your priorities. When you take control of today, you can be more prepared for tomorrow. All with the kind of financial clarity your younger self could only dream of.
Chimichurri makes anything gourmet.
Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Ready to make a financial choice your future self will thank you for? Switch for good. Regions has the people, tools, and tech to move you forward. Learn more at regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
No more worrying about covering up the mics and cameras on all your smart devices. With Xfinity XFi, not only do you get fast, reliable in-home Wi-Fi, but you can also get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. So now you can leave your laptop open and do your goofy dance like nobody's watching moves, sing a silly song, or beat poetry because you can have the peace of mind you deserve with Xfinity. If it's connected, it is protected with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, plus add XFi Advantage to get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires eco bill and auto pay, ends 9/5/19. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates do apply.
Speaking of golf, this is Marty Fulton. You probably remember me from Holiday Golf, Whispering Woods, or Plantation. I'm a PGA Life member, and over the years, I found whenever I advised Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spinsdorf about his golf game, whether it was about equipment or a swing, invariably he still couldn't hit the ball out of a paper bag, mainly because he spent so much time selling homes. That's why people often say, when you want the job done, you call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. That's right. I spend far too much time on my house game than on my golf game. I tell people that they need to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. They need to find out the difference in what others do and my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, have them contact me, Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Hey, sports fans, we know you play fantasy football, but did you know you can listen to a show devoted strictly to fantasy football every weekday right from your phone for free? This is Mike from the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we want to take your fantasy game to the next level. On the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, we've proven that a fantasy show can be fun and informative. So grab your phone, jump into Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, search for the Fantasy Footballers, and subscribe for free today.
Your clients want beautiful floors that stay beautiful. You want clients that stay happy after the job is done. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm flooring, exclusively from the Home Depot, is a laminate you can stand behind because it stands up to demanding homeowners. They get the beauty they want. You get to give them a quote that will floor them. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm laminate, just $158 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls, yeah. Six rolls in one. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TP for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin. Six rolls in
one. Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company. GEICO, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's Pound 529. Pound Law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Hey, everybody. Big news. The all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado and the first Blazer in a decade are here at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. And once you drive them, you're going to love them, people. If it's a Chevy, any Chevy, Olive Branch is where you need to go. Because Chevy's new All-Star lineup is where? Olive Branch. And All-Star Chevrolet is the best auto buying experience in the Mid-South. Find it, drive it, save time and money. Traverse, Tahoe, Corvette. They have the best new Chevy All-Star lineup ever. And don't forget to take the All-Star Challenge, which means you get the best deal anywhere. What you do is you take any written offer from any Mid-South auto dealer to All-Star Chevrolet, and they will give you a better deal. New or pre-owned, or they buy you a tank of gas. It's that simple. So do yourself a favor and find new roads to All-Star Chevy in Olive Branch. Not South Haven, not the Pike, not Collierville. It's got to be Olive Branch for the win. So check them out now, or go to allstarautogroup.com.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit OrionFCU.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans. Finally, and you wanted them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied, just
live, love, Memphis Group. That's who you need to go with. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in Memphis. Why? Because they are the best team in Memphis. Ask Lewis. Call him on his Phoenix phone. He'll tell you. He was on the fence about selling his home. Didn't know whether it was the right time or not. Called the Live Love Memphis group. Sort of laid out his situation, and they gave him the information he was looking for. He decided to sell his home. They listed it on a Monday. It was under contract for list price the next day. That's the magic of the Live Love Memphis group.
And that's Lewis's story. The most important thing about it, it's a success story. Got one as well. Y'all know mine. They sold my house in 6 days. I used to talk on here for year and a half about how hard it was going to be to sell my home. Man, I was moaning and groaning and sitting on a couch and I never really get it done. One call changed my life. I'll give you that number. Maybe it'll change yours as well. 685-6000. Again, 901-685-6000. After you dial those numbers, you'll ask for Jennifer Carstensen. She'll ask you a few questions about your home, and you all will get into it. It's going to be very quick. She's going to tell you everything you need to do. It'll be quick and simple. She'll have that home sold for you. All the success stories should suggest that to you. Certainly did for Lewis. Get with the right group. Stop messing around with the wrong ones. The Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so I have some bad news. I have some bad news that, I don't like to report this, Jason.
Oh, no.
But I think it is nonetheless true. Now, nobody was a bigger fan of Paxton Lynch come out of Memphis than me. I thought that guy was going to be an absolute stud at quarterback in the NFL. He had the arm. He had the size. He had the acceleration. Like, he, you know, I felt like that dude was the total package. Unfortunately, it didn't work out in Denver. And I think there are a number of contributing factors to why it didn't work out in Denver. I think certainly Paxton played his own part in that, as we know.
No question.
You're responsible for your own decisions and your own preparation as a – professional.
And I think part of his, if he was ever going to improve, was recognizing that and acknowledging it. And so far he has, or had.
But I also think, too, there were a number of things sort of working against him there in Denver, including coaching changes and coaches who weren't necessarily on the same page with John Elway when they made that selection. Offensive line woes. I mean, that was a huge problem. And then he sort of gets a rebirth of sorts. Like, he tries to restart his career in Seattle, and it looks as though he's going to win the job.
And it did for a minute.
And then he sustains a concussion, like a brutal hit.
Yeah.
That gets a guy suspended, right, for a year or fined, or not for a year, but for a game and maybe fined.
The Vikings guy.
Yeah. And he sort of loses ground because he can't play. He's in the concussion protocol. Comes back last night.
How'd he do?
Against the Raiders, and I really think the problem too is not just that you know he played poorly, but it's that Geno Smith played well.
Threw for two touchdowns, no picks.
And I think that's the biggest problem. So I think ultimately the deal is that's probably the last that we are going to see of Paxton in Seattle, thanks to the Oakland Raiders. And that is a weird, ironic full circle twist, but I think that is still the case. All right, as promised, he is Isaac Bruce, legendary University of Memphis and Memphis State wide receiver. He is going to be in Memphis for the game. He joins us now. Ike, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, no problem, man. All is well, man. How you guys doing?
Everything
ready
is good
football
here in Memphis, man. We appreciate you getting back for the game, man. It's always good to have you.
Oh, absolutely, man. I think it's a huge game to open the season, man, especially with our little brothers in Ole Miss. So we're going to make sure we put the hammer down on them.
Did you like having these big ones early, or did you like having warm-ups to get to the big ones?
Well, this is college ball, and you don't get those preseason games, so you kind of just jump right into it. So, at Memphis, we were known as, not a powerhouse school, but at the same time, we had powerhouse players that were on our team. So just coming in and playing a team like Ole Miss, I think it really, really gives us an opportunity to see where we are as a team.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned little brother. You view Ole Miss as the little brother, Ike, to Memphis?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone has Memphis material. So, there got to be other places to go, like Ole Miss and Mississippi State and places surrounding like that.
Hey, do me a favor and let folks know when that changed, Ike, because these folks, right now, they're calling us the little brother.
Well, I think it changed in 1994 when I stepped on campus,
yes,
man. I mean, I brought that mentality, that whoever, whenever, and I'm here to win, and it's grown since I've left.
Absolutely.
We are, of course, talking to legendary Memphis State wide receiver Isaac Bruce here on the show. When you come back, I mean, do you always try to address the team? I'm not asking you if you're going to do that today or tomorrow, but is it always something that you try to do because, you have sort of so much to impart on these young men? I know you've done it before. Is it something that you always try to do?
Not really. I don't like being in the way, man. I know these guys are focused on the job at hand. I mean, Ole Miss is a formidable opponent, and I want to make sure these guys have every opportunity to go out and be successful. So, but if I'm asked, Coach Norvell wants me to, kind of address the team, by all means, man. I think, that benefited me when I was a player and had guys come in and I'll speak to us and just let us know the importance of where the program is headed and what's expected of them.
When you're Memphis right now, and we've reached this place where you almost gotta shake your head and realize where you are right now. But Memphis is projected to be favored in every game this season. Is that a good thing or a bad thing when it comes to a mental standpoint and getting motivated for the next one? When you're always the favorite, we play that underdog role for so long, Ike.
Right. Well, I tell you what, man. I heard the great Dick Vermeil say one time, I want everybody to be looking up at me now.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I mean, we've been in that role. I think it's good for the team. It's good for recruiting. It's good for our coaching staff. So just being ranked or favored in every game, I think it's good. It's good for us.
We are, of course, talking to Isaac Bruce here on the show. He is coming in town for Memphis Ole Miss tomorrow, 11 a.m. on ABC. The opportunity, really quick, last thing on Memphis specifically in this game, it's on ABC. It's the first time that Memphis has ever opened, best I can tell, a season in Memphis on a national network like that. I mean, that says a lot, doesn't it, Ike, about how far Memphis has come perception-wise, reputation-wise, and their profile that they are, opening their season against a Power 5 opponent on national television.
You know what, and I think it's also being fortified by guys like Tony Pollard, Henderson out in Los Angeles right now. We're letting the country know that Memphis is a place where you can come and your dreams can be met. You can be developed as a player. You can be developed academically. So I don't think Memphis is a place that you can just, scathe over as it was in the past. So, and being able to be on a national televised football game to open up the season is special, not only for the alumni, but the future Tigers that are coming into Memphis as well.
Yep, I'm excited about the game, excited that you're coming. Watching Andrew Luck and watching Rob Gronkowski the other day, them get so emotional, right, when it comes to the way their bodies are feeling, right, whether it's mental, whether it's physical. Man, how tough, right? We always talk about it. You guys are a different breed, man, that could play that game. That's why me and John are sitting right now. We're not that kind of men. How tough was it, Ike, on Mondays and Tuesdays, just the physical beating that you took? How tough was that to get through?
Well, you know what? I don't think those guys gave the half of it because anytime you're playing in a collision sport, it's not a two-hand touch sport. It's a collision sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's based as if, you're in a car accident 7 to 8 times in a game. And just imagine running 70 plays in a game and the bodies colliding. But, it's the game isn't for everyone, especially on that level. It takes a special guy. Some say he has to be, a little crazy to play the game. I don't disagree with that too much, but for half guys as big as we are, as fast as we are, willing to collide into each other, hopefully trying to impose our will on one another, it takes a person that's a little off. So, rightfully so. If guy needs to take a year off, take 2 years off, and be able to come back, which I think will be a little tough, by all means, you got to take your hat off to the guy and say and watch the guy out, try to buy out gracefully.
Do you, following up on that, and we've heard it from people talking about Luck and Gronkowski. If you lose the love, Ike, is there no point? Yeah. You got to feed the wife. You got to feed the kids. But if you lose the love, still, do you better get out? Is that the way you look at it?
Well, you know what? I've always said, even in preseason games, you can't play in this league at 99%,
mm-hmm.
at 80%. Unlike basketball, you can probably stand out on the perimeter and shoot your three pointers and play no defense.
Absolutely.
We've seen guys do that, but not in the NFL, man. I mean, these are live bullets that are constantly flying. Your next play could be your last play. And at the same time, you want to make sure that you don't let your teammates down,
right,
and want to be there and want to make sure that you can honor your contract, so to speak.
People have called the retirement of Andrew Luck the most shocking retirement in the history of the NFL. But you, of course, played in the days of the great Barry Sanders, when he sort of hung it up, it was shocking. I mean, because he was still in his prime, he was not far removed from rushing for 2,000 yards. Do you remember? I know you were locked into your own season, but do you remember sort of where you were when you heard about Barry Sanders hanging it up?
Well, I was in Macomb, Illinois, preparing for training camp, and the news started coming out, and I heard that Barry is going to retire. I believe that was in 1999.
Yep.
And I was shocked, man, because he had just had a great year. I believe another 1,500-yard rushing season. And I thought he was poised to go ahead and break the all-time rushing record. So when I heard that he was done and wasn't going to return, man, he happened to be one of my favorite players growing up and just watching everything he was able to do. So I was disappointed, but I kind of understood. Sometimes you start to lose friends. You have so much turnover at times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me personally, it was, you know, having another group of 21-year-olds, and they're all calling me Mr. Bruce, and now you have to teach them an offense, man. It kind of got tiring a little bit. Not that I couldn't physically do it, but just mentally I was ready to bow out from it. So I can understand what Barry was going through. Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, talking to the great Isaac Bruce here on the show. He's going to be in Memphis for Memphis Ole Miss tomorrow morning at the Liberty Bowl. Ezekiel Elliott is still not with the Cowboys. He's still in Mexico. Ike, are you surprised that it has gone this long? And who do you think is right? Who do you think is right in this situation? Are the Cowboys right to sort of play hardball with Ezekiel Elliott, given sort of his history? Or where are you on this?
Well, I got a goal to be an owner, but right now I think I'm still in the mindset of a player. I want Ezekiel to get his money, get his check. I think he's number one, earned it. I think he's one of those unique players that can do everything that you ask him to do. And the way that they build the team around Ezekiel, he's the first domino. So it affects Dak's play. It affects the offensive line play. It affects young Tony Pollard's play. It's going to affect Amari Cooper's play. So if he's not there, and he being that straw, and he being that cog of that offense, he's going to be greatly missed. Now, Jerry has been in this situation before with the great Emmitt Smith. He had to hold out to get his money.
Right.
And only thing I think that can add to Ezekiel's leverage is, you know, God forbid one of their backs get hurt, they lose a couple of games, and they'll be scrambling to get him in there.
If I'm curious, like maybe this is a little bit of a weird question as a follow-up, but would you be – sounds like you said, you know, he needs to get his check. But would you yep. be holding out if you were in Zeke's shoes? You never had the off-the-field stuff, so let's set that to the side. But if you were in Zeke's shoes, would you be holding out too?
Well, it's a part of the process. I think, you know, they're devaluing the running back position right now. So he feels as if this is his only leverage. Now, me personally – you know, I operate on a totally different system. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in sowing seeds and reaping harvests, man. So
yes, sir.
I don't like have to go and knock on anyone's door to say, pay me. No, I go to the creator of it all.
Amen.
And he's the one that promotes us. So that's my approach to it. But you know, if I had to talk to Zeke face to face, that's what I tell him. But he feels like this is the only way he can get paid.
Yeah. You mentioned this. I got to ask you about it. You said one of your goals is to be an owner. What are the steps, Ike? How do you get from where you are now to being an owner? Lord knows we'd love to see you in that spot.
Yeah. Well, you know, you use the same principles that took me to be the best wide receiver
yes, sir.
In the NFL when I was playing. I mean, I just started believing it first. And once I started believing it, I started speaking it. And once I started speaking it, it manifested itself. So that's the approach I'm in right now. And I don't think it'll be long before we see a lot more people that look like us in ownership positions in the NFL. It
will be a great day.
I don't know if this is out there. Is there any involvement with the XFL? Any involvement on your behalf at all?
Not right now. Not right now. There was an opportunity, but it just wasn't right, and I couldn't pull the trigger on it.
I got you. Well, yeah. I tell you what, man, we appreciate your time as always, man. We know you're busy. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ike.
All right, man. See you guys Saturday, man.
Yep. Yes, sir. He is Isaac Bruce, legendary Memphis State wide receiver. And I look forward to a year where we can have him on and not ask him, man, how do you feel about not being
– I didn't want to do that again.
Yeah,
you know?
We do it every time.
I know.
You know?
And he's touched on that so graciously and, you know, with us. And that's the thing about it. You don't want to ask him every year you have him on, man, how do you feel to, you know, to not
– no
he's had, you know, where you're in the room and waiting on the knock, and the knock didn't come. And so, again, it's been a – he's going to get in, though. It's almost to the point where, like we referred to Tubby, yep. and you put future Hall of Famer, we should start doing with Ike. He's going to get his day.
Isaac Bruce was bringing that fire today.
How about Isaac
Bruce? He said
Bruce
somebody else got to have – they got to have somewhere to go.
The little brothers. How about Isaac Bruce going to be an owner?
Now, that's you interesting.
Know, he's aiming.
Yes.
And
yes.
doesn't sound like he plans on failing.
Well, he's you know, he made some money in his career. You know?
Yes, he did. Would love to see it.
Anyway, thanks to Isaac Bruce. We know he's very busy. Appreciate his time as – always. All right, when we come back, it is that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be joined by the one, the only, Taco Meat.
Yes.
What does he do for a living? No one really knows. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't. All that is up next with Taco Meat. Don't miss it. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Enter 92.9's ATC Fitness College Football Pickup. Weekly winners get a four-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And a Masterbuilt digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Tackle your toughest mowing jobs with a brand new commercial Toro mower at the special end of your savings during the Red Tag Sale. Going on now at Calb Equipment. The best deals are yours, plus up to $500 rebate from Toro on select models and special financing for qualified buyers. Walk or ride, bag or mulch, it's up to you. Just hurry in today and save at Calb Equipment, your Toro Pro Cutters headquarters. Calb Equipment, one block north of Summer at Mendenhall.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring, and that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats and nothing bun cakes for only $20. Choose from 10 luscious bun cake flavors and 40 unique cake designs. There's only a limited number, so get yours before they're gone at GetMyPerks.com.
Hey, sleepy.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then.
Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, it is that time of year. There is nothing that signals the start of the college football season quite like our weekly appearances with Taco Meat. Let's get it.
It's Bets with our man Taco Meat. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Taco!
Good time of year.
What's up?
Hey, man, welcome to another year of college football.
Man, I'm loving it, man. I can't wait, man. Kick off, man.
I know a lot of people probably doubted that you'd make it, but you did.
Oh, man, you already know I'm a maker. I gotta come on through, man.
All right, well, listen.
Appreciate you.
Come
on, man. I appreciate y'all.
Well, we know you're a very busy man, and we appreciate you doing this. Now, we've sent you 5 different games.
But before we get to the games, I do have just a housekeeping question, Taco.
Yes, sir.
You got off this morning at 2 o'clock a.m.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, what were you doing?
I work at a transmission disassembly factory, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is pretty hard work, man, slipping up all day in transmission fluid. But, you know, I'm loving it out here, you know, living in Mayflower, Arkansas, man.
Oh, you live in Arkansas now?
Man, I'm an Arkansas dude, man. Yeah,
oh,
man. I ain't no Razorback, you know.
What? When did you make the
switch?
Yeah,
man. I'm just,
When did you leave our fine city?
It's been about a month and a half.
Okay.
And did you leave for work, or did you just have a relationship go sour, or what?
Nah, man. Just had an opportunity to come across my table, man. I had to jump at it, man.
Absolutely.
It's all good, you know. I'm loving it out here, you know. It's crazy how, 20 years ago, how Little Rock, you know what I'm saying, it didn't look like anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, I ain't going to say it didn't look like anything, but to be honest, it doggone near looked just as well, just as well as Memphis does. It's crazy how, you know, kind of like how DeSoto County was 20 years ago, 20,
right.
25 years ago.
Okay.
Just a wasteland. Now, look at it now.
Look at it now, indeed. Okay, Taco, you ready? Did you get the picks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay, so you
ready.
You know how important it is to start off on a good foot. So are you ready?
Man, I'm ready to get off on the good foot.
Okay, all right. Let's go. Let's start with Georgia versus Vanderbilt. Derek Mason, we had a guest on, Tom Hart, a couple weeks ago, who thinks Derek Mason is just like Mike Ditka, apparently. But Georgia is a 22.5-point favorite. What do you like in this game?
I like Derek Mason. You know, people won't expect him to be Franklin. You know what I'm saying? If you do that, you're betting against yourself.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You just bet off, you know, accepting him for what he is and who he is and moving on from there. But I gotta roll with Georgia, man. I just don't think Van is just quite there yet to just pull that top notch upset off. So I gotta roll with Georgia on this. As much as I don't want to, I like picking against Georgia. But you know what? I gotta roll with them, man. I gotta roll with Georgia on that one. And the points, you know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm gonna take that back.
What?
You know what? Vandy's going to put up a good fight.
Oh, no.
But Georgia by 14.
Okay.
Two touchdowns,
okay.
Georgia.
Okay, so you led me down one road, and then you took a Huey at the end. So
I thought you were going to say they were going to cover the 22
Vandy,
and a half.
Vandy plus 22 and a half.
So you're taking Vandy plus 22
but
and a half.
But you think Georgia wins the game.
Yeah.
You like Vandy plus 22 and a half. Okay.
Vandy plus 22 and a half.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Number 11, Oregon, is at number 6. Well, they're not there. It's versus number 16, Auburn, because it's from AT&T Stadium. Auburn's a 3.5-point favorite. I'm kind of excited to see if Justin Herbert, that Oregon quarterback, can sort of surpass Tua as maybe the most coveted guy in the draft. Maybe it'll be somebody else, but most coveted guy in the draft coming up. How you see this one? Auburn's a 3.5-point favorite.
You know what? Then what's crazy about Auburn, and this is how I know I'm getting old. It was 26 years ago that Patrick Nix, Bo Nix's father, started for Auburn. 26 years
you
ago.
You amaze me.
You know, that's how old we are, Jason. We you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
John Martin was barely born. Well, you weren't even born yet, were you? No, John, you probably was like, what, 2?
I was born in 91, so I was alive.
Oh, okay, you were. Oh, you know what, John? You almost not even the young guy anymore. You about to be
there.
Old as hell, John.
He's getting there. I know. I'm really,
once he gets to 30.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I know.
But, you know what? To me, this is going to come down to coaching. You know what I'm saying? Cristobal, he could bring him in. He got the pipeline to Florida, all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling with Malzahn, man. I'm going with the freshman quarterback and the defense. It's going to be a game in the trenches. I'm going with Auburn to pull this one out.
Okay,
straight away.
Okay, so 3.5. You like Auburn minus 3?
Yeah, I like Auburn, man, because it's going to come down. You know, Cristobal, yeah. You know, what do I see in the Cristobal? I see them –
falling in Arlington tonight. Tomorrow night.
Okay,
sounds good.
All right, that's what the Taco Meat crystal ball says. This is Taco Meat, ladies and gentlemen. Now a resident of Mayflower, Arkansas.
You'll see some of John folks over there.
Mine are a little further east of him, Osceola, which is only about an hour away. You're more like what, 3 hours away?
Yeah. I'm a suburb of Little Rock.
Yeah,
deep in it.
You are an Arkansan. There is no question about it. Let me ask.
Strange man in a strange land, yeah,
exactly.
Bro.
I was going to ask. I mean, in the most sensitive way possible, are there people who look like you as well there, or are you, you know, sort of?
We everywhere, John.
You know, are you?
Yeah, okay. You know, come on, man. We migrate like flocks.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Oklahoma and Houston on Sunday. Oklahoma has a new quarterback. You may know him. His name is Jalen Hurts. Houston is one of the prides and joys of the American Athletic Conference. The Sooners are favored by 23. What do you think?
Man, Sooner all the way, man. Sooner all the way, I'm trying to tell you, man. Jalen Hurts got something to prove. I'm pro Jalen Hurts. And, the way he was done in Alabama, man, I can't bet against dude. He got something to prove, and I feel he's going to deliver like Domino. Right?
I do too. Because if there's any questions about Houston, it's about that defense.
All right, so Oklahoma minus 23.
Minus 23 all the way.
They're going to roll them, John. All right, number 22, Syracuse. If we're talking Syracuse, why are they on here? It's because they're fighting. They're going against Liberty and the fighting Hugh Freeze's. Syracuse is an 18-point favorite. Is Freeze going to pull out some tricks here and fight him back?
Wait a minute, hold on. Who started Liberty? Wasn't it Jerry Falwell?
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes.
No way.
Yes,
I can't roll with Liberty. I couldn't roll with Liberty if they were playing Bobby Boucher team. No way. I'm rolling, yeah.
Even with Hugh Freeze as the leader now? Maybe out of a
Hugh
bed.
Hugh Freeze. I got much respect for Hugh Freeze. You know what I'm saying? But nah,
it's Jerry Falwell.
Nah,
what is your issue with Jerry?
Jerry Falwell. Nah, man. I'm good, bro. And then isn't Liberty in Lynchburg, Virginia?
Yes, it is.
That is absolutely correct.
I can't roll with anything that comes out of a place called Lynchburg. And I've been through Lynchburg before. Hey, I've been through this high up in the mouth. Hang them high. That's what I thought.
Okay. All right.
That ain't nailed Lynchburg.
So you take Syracuse minus 5,000 if you could.
I don't like Lynchburg.
Okay. All right. So we got Syracuse minus 18. And then the final game we have for you, Taco, your University of Memphis Tigers taking on Ole Miss tomorrow inside the Liberty Bowl. Memphis, a 4.5-point favorite.
Yep. You ain't no Razorback.
Ole Miss going to get boat raced. I'm telling you. I'm seeing it. Hey, 3.5.
4.5.
Four and a half.
Let's go 10.5. 10.5. Okay, so Memphis
Tigers
on a teaser.
Win.
Okay.
James Meredith going to take off the Colonel Reb, and he's going to put on a dashiki, and he's going to turn from James Meredith to James Bevel. I'm rolling with the Tigers.
Okay, you are rolling with the Tigers on a teaser even. I like it, Taco.
I like the conviction.
Much confidence in the University of Memphis.
Yeah.
All right, so before we let you go, Taco, there's at least one more issue I wanted to touch on with you. You now live in Arkansas. You live in Arkansas now, which is a good thing for your love life, because according to this this map that I've seen, the average cost of a date in Arkansas is only $59.01.
Hey. Oh, you got, man, they got this this chain of chicken spot called Slim Chicken. I don't know if y'all ever heard of them. Man,
hey,
you
sound like T-Pain right now, bro. Something happened with the phone. Sound like you on the box.
And they turned into Megatron, didn't it, bro?
I think it's back straight
he
now, Taco.
He was the coolest Decepticon, Megatron, I think.
He was. For a second, Taco, we got you sound like a robot, bro, but you back through now. You back through.
Oh, my
good.
Bad, man. Hey.
You got like
a
voice changer or something over there, bro? Like, what you got over there?
Man, hey, I'm out here in Arkansas drinking good skunk beer called Pearl, man. Hey, I'm doing good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
looking for me a nice natural ice Pearl drinking chick.
But we need to load up the car one weekend, man. Come see you in Arkansas, bro. bring Memphis to you.
Oh, man, it's all good. Come through and holler at me, man.
I guess you're not going to be able to make my third annual Halloween party this year, Taco. Last year, obviously, many people remember that I dunked on you in the driveway.
Oh, my God. Bro, you travel. And then I slipped up on the bottle cap. You remember that? I slipped up on that bottle. It was a bottle cap. On the ground, I slipped up on it, bro.
Because it's the ghetto over there.
How could I forget? Well, look, man, we're happy to hear from you. It's always good to hear from you. We're glad you're doing well, man.
Oh, yeah. Much love to y'all, man. Much respect.
Yes, sir. Blessings to you, brother. Thank you.
All right, man. Y'all stay up.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy this weekend.
Yes, sir. He is Taco Meat. I was, like, crying laughing, bro. Like, when his voice went to the robot, what was that? What was that? Dog, I've never...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.